So arts even get lost to a point where they don't even remember what they knew. Do you got the idea? Probably Christianity had an awful lot of technology connected with it when it first came out, which is no longer present, because it was the principal method of healing for about 12 or 1400 years. Medical science leaving in the laws of the country that healing can still be done by the churches is quite amusing. Very, very amusing, because the only healing they had after they wiped out the witchcraft was Christianity and ministers. Ministers apologizing today for healing is something like the same thing as they're apologizing for Christ's crucifixion. See? They're apologizing for their own religious skill. If they themselves can't heal, well, they certainly skidded someplace, because the early missionaries that were sent to here and there and across the world to heathenize the barbarians for sure depended almost totally on healing. They used to bring along religious relics, and Lord knows what they did with them. They did accomplish some results. But regardless of this, the whole subject is still there, but evidently there's a little something missing. There's no unity of thought on the subject, certainly. There are tremendous schisms on it. Well, there's still a tremendous dependency on it. So somebody in the United States says religion, and immediately everybody says Christianity. This doesn't even follow. Let me assure you that there are dozens and dozens of religions in the United States that have nothing to do with Christianity, and they are nevertheless religions. Buddhism is one of them. There are quite a good many Buddhist churches in the country. They have nothing to do with Christianity. But evidently, according to the government, religion is Christianity, which I think is quite interesting. You get this narrowing down of what a thing is until it isn't anything else, and then no ability to view that anything else could exist, don't you see? All right. Quite amusing. The U.S. Navy admits that Buddhism exists, and there are other religions than Christian religions. There was a very hard-boiled commander on a South Pacific island, and he didn't like chaplains. And chaplains had come and gone and come and gone off of his particular post. And one day, he got a new chaplain, and he said, "Now be sure," he says to the new chaplain, "and preach all of the services for the men here. And I'll dismiss you if you don't." And chaplain came back, and fellow says, "Well, have you preached all the services?" And the chaplain says, "Oh, yes, yes, I have." And he says, "Well," he says, "you're fired. Return back to your base." He says, "Because I'm a Buddhist, and you haven't preached any Buddhist ceremony." Now, anyway, a breadth of view and an inventiveness is the only safe thing a Thetan could have, if we want to speak of safety and security. An ability to view something broadly, an ability to see something new, an ability to invent, and an ability to shed dependencies which are no longer serviceable. And the mind won't let a Thetan do any of these things. Therefore, it must be some kind of an antique mechanism. Now, how did the mind get into that condition? It's because life to life and parts of lives to parts of lives, you get non-computables. An individual knows how to live. The way to live is to be a hotel keeper in Boston. You own a big hotel. You are very snooty with the rich. You are very mean to the people who come in and don't pay their bills. You get the idea? You run this hotel right down the groove, and that is the way you live. And then one day he falls downstairs or kicks the bucket in some fashion or another, eats too much Boston baked beans, goes into a Boston restaurant and dies. Next life, he's got a father that has a successful rock quarry, and the old man says, "Now you want to learn how to run this rock quarry," and the kid can't get interested in the rock quarry, and he can't do anything about the rock quarry, and he doesn't know anything about the rock quarry, and the old man dies, and the kid can't even run the rock quarry, and it all goes to pieces and so forth. Well, why? You say, "Well, he just had an allergy to rocks. That must be it." No, that wasn't it at all. He knew how you made a living. You made a living by managing a hotel in Boston. And sometime during his early life, I am sure that he would have told his father to buy him a hotel so he could live. Got the idea? Now, after that, he knows what happens if you get mixed up with rock quarries. You kick the bucket. You starve to death. This is the sort of things that the mind teaches one. Non-computables, you see. How to have, how to live. But from one lifetime to another, one carries the mind along with him and lets it teach him, sub rosa, on a 1-1, sub-1-1 basis, what it's all about, only that doesn't compute with anything he's doing now, and in disgust he forgets everything he was doing before, but it now influences everything he's doing. Therefore, it is some interest to us to have processes such as then and now solids and know how to run them well, but it's much greater interest to know what the entire mechanism is all about. If we knew what the mechanism was very precisely, we could knock it out or re-equate it or make it more usable very easily. And I'm sure all of us would agree this needs to be done. Thank you.